The following program was produced at CITR 101.9 FM, which is situated on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. The infrastructures which made this piece possible is directly contingent on the historical and continual dispossession of Indigenous peoples from this land colonially known as Vancouver. This is a reminder that the construction of culture as we know it is inseparable from the history of colonialism.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
There you go. It is currently Friday. We're leaving Barcelona on Sunday morning. We're sitting in a park.
It is warm. The sun is nice.
As I know it's all for you.
Hi, Dion.
Hey. I went home and spent like an hour making soup.
Sure.
It's finished.
Talking about
see guys.
Hi Dion.
At some point during those 2 years, I lost that voice, which means that I stopped understanding what had happened to me in precisely this voice. This calm, slightly disaffected, let me tell you a story, public broadcast voice. After an upbringing trained by socialist martyrdom stories, the novel, and of course, public radio, narration, somehow disappeared from my sense-making. Strange, because I lived in an apartment that was a quintessential backdrop to the story of a miserable young character lost in France. 20 square meters, red wall, tiled kitchen floor and counter, wooden door frames, blue ladderback rush chairs, a thrifted clown cushion, the inability to stretch my legs on the toilet. When I first arrived, I had a delusion that Jean-Luc Godard and I shared the same birthday for a reason, after all. I know. If any of this appears romantic and idyllic to you, this would be my cue to laugh now. Maybe because I seem to live in such a novel-esque setting, the failure to explain why I was in the picture amplified to a perpetual existential angst. Within the first week, when I started getting voice messages from a stranger to my prepaid SIM card, I began gathering a sensation that something was off. If there were no coincidences, do I now have to put a purpose to everyday mishaps? But if I did believe that some things just happened randomly, then was I here as an accident?
reçu jeudi 1er à 16h10.
Ouais, F, je suis à la Bégude, là, et je t'appelle parce que je sais pas où t'es, mais si tu veux venir à Échec, là, j'ai une copine, elle voulait aller, voilà, comme tu sais, là, t'as vu? Voilà. Et là, c'est son numéro, là, bah, appelle-la, d'accord? Allez, bisous.
Pour appeler, faites le dièse. Reçu lundi 5 à 14h56.
Pourquoi tu réponds pas, là? Je te fais un message. Je te fais un message. Pour les 40 euros. Premier message, deuxième message. Normalement, tu les as, les messages. Quand tu bloques la personne, comme Nabil, tu le bloques. Il arrive à me faire des messages vocaux. Donc, tu l'as entendu, le message, là. Donc, réponds. Réponds.
Pour appeler, faites le dièse. Pour réécouter, faites le 1. Pour sauvegarder. Reçu lundi 28 à 17h27.
Allô? Ah, allô?
Pour appeler, faites le dièse. Pour réécouter, faites le 1. Pour sauvegarder. Reçu mardi 6 à 14h41.
Je veux tout savoir.
Pour appeler, faites le dièse. Pour écouter, faites le 1. Fin des messages. Menu principal. Pour consulter vos messages, faites le 1. Pour votre annonce d'accueil, faites le 2. Pour votre code secret ou vos options, faites le 3. Pour obtenir de l'aide sur la messagerie, faites le 0.
If you're still confused about what this is, you're not alone. It seems I have found myself inside a narrative without applying to the role of a character. It started first with wearing mismatched socks, then taking up smoking, only socially, of course. I became a fan of the bottom aisle of the liquor section. And by the time I knew it, I was wearing mismatched socks, which had already been worn, mismatched, for days in a row, chain-smoking on the steps of a church instead of going to class. I met a Swiss nun there once, and she prayed for me, cider bottle by my feet. For some reason, I felt compelled to give her my number afterwards, but never replied.
J'espère que ça vous donnera envie de partager la musique des Acronymes de la mer avec tous vos amis. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Ciao.
It was this, for some reason, that haunted me. There were now things which could no longer be explained, because if they were, then the thing would change shape and occupy another space of silence. There was always an inside that I was not a part of, always an outside that could not be incorporated.
I think that I think too much. heavy words lightly thrown. I think too much. You said that I talk too much. I think that I think too much.
There you go.
Okay, anyways, it's about to die, but I would like to hear later about your twink experience in Vancouver, and also because this phone is about to die as well. Sending you lots and lots and lots of love. Mwah! Mwah!
新年快乐, 学业进步, 身体健康, 大吉大利, 龙马精神。
There were two options. To relish the fact that you were in Bologna, of all places, the alleged gastronomical capital of Italy. It was already lunchtime, and there must be some place within the 5-minute walking radius that would have undoubtedly served a more than adequate bolognese, and perhaps even a cheap glass of pignoletto. The second option was to notice, on your way out of a thrift store, 成都风味, the first Chinese characters you've encountered this entire month.
窗前明月光，疑是地上霜。举头望明月，低头思故乡。
The waitress tries to tell you that they don't have 古老肉 in Italian, and this would be your first time being spoken to by another Chinese person in a language you completely do not understand. Yet strangely, looking at her pointing at the menu, you suspect that she too has not heard firecrackers on Lunar New Year for many, many years. I look up at her. Scusi, non parlo italiano. 会说中文吗?
Ho sceso dandoti il braccio almeno un milione di scale. E ora che non ci sei, è vuoto ad ogni gradino. Anche così è stato breve il nostro lungo viaggio. Il mio dura tuttora, né più mi occorrono le coincidenze, le prenotazioni, le trappole, gli scorni di chi crede che la realtà sia quella che si vede. Ho sceso milioni di scale dandoti il braccio, non già perché con quattro occhi forse si vede di più. Con te le ho scese perché sapevo che di noi due le sole vere pupille, sebbene tanto offuscate, erano le tue.
When the waitress brought my dandan mian and I saw that it was made from spaghetti noodles, the entire notion of the narrative dissolved instantly from my life. I've always had a disdain for fringe conspiracy theories, but from that moment onwards, I could no longer shake the feeling that I was being profoundly lied to by everyone. The applause for cultural exchange, the name of prestige, the myth of the cafe, the meet cute, the paid vacation, the social utility of graffiti, the suave, the 5-year plan, the necessity of art, the socialite, gut health, cognitive behavioral therapy, ergonomic chairs, the ease in which people blame capital without examining the commodity, the act of raising awareness, the hiking stick, veganism, the waterproof jacket, retirement, the unquestionable value of technology, the kindness of strangers, 1,000-piece puzzles, the beep test, voice messages, suede shoes, friendship bracelets, microfiber cloth, the conservatory of music, the timer on my oven, nihilism, romanticism, nihilism versus romanticism, single point perspective, life drawing, cardio exercise, prescription glasses, the scientific method, milliseconds, rationality, the embrace of irrationality, the self-help industry, the Michelin star, the Nobel Peace Prize, the turntable, artificial intelligence, the photographic image, the event of history, representations of people I love, representative democracy, interest rates, rent, Thanksgiving, health insurance, biodegradable takeout containers, HDMI, USB-C, ICBC, CBC, VGH, CRA, YMCA, Y2K, LOL, BRB, CPR, NFT, URL, YVR, CDG, JFK, TGV, CO2, MP3, MP4, DSM-5, MLA-6, APA, PNG, PDF, PDA, PVC, MDF, MPC, VFX, SFX, sound effects.
Marco. Marco. Marco.
Marco.
Polo.
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 Four p.m., a rest station in Ljubljana, Slovenia. 12-hour bus ride with at least 4 more hours to go. I could no longer delude myself that being stationary for the entire day was equivalent to not needing to eat the entire day. After entertaining the concept of a cigarette, I walk past the huddle of Italian men creating manual exhaust with their smoke behind the bus. Inside, the raw skin of consumerism. It's really a universal language. Toblerones, Haribo, Diet Coke, Pringles and Snicker bars. This part was not particularly remarkable. What I do remember very well were the two cashiers at checkout, giggling to each other as they scanned my first caloric intake of the day. Without knowing a single word of Slovenian, I understood immediately the subject of their discussion. More precisely, I could feel from the angle of their gaze that they were mumbling about me. A clairvoyance I wish I didn't have, the water that began to fill inside my shoes. Out of a devious desire to amuse, I spoke my last and only words to them, "Merci." As I had anticipated, an element of surprise on their end. Oh.
Francoski.
Or, however, one said the word French in Slovenian. I don't know which narrative I was counteracting. I don't know which I entertained. I don't know what was expected of me, and I hate that regardless of not knowing, what I did still counted as delivery. Was I a tally in the staff break room? Was I an image enacting another image? Am I overreacting? By the time I got off the bus in Vienna, it was dark. With 4% on my phone, I look up directions to the closest Chinese restaurant.
Is this the loneliest restaurant in the world? Or do I just feel like it because I don't see any familiar faces? And it doesn't feel like home anymore. Call me if you need me, call me if you want me, call me all the time. The leaves in the park are freezing. I didn't think it'd be freezing this early this year, but it December already, and I lose myself in time. Call me if you need me, call me if you want me, call me all the time.
Thank you.
need me. Call me if you want me. Call me all the time. So 2020 means a new decade. It's the first time I'm fully aware, and it feels so strangely awkward to not have accomplished anything in 10 years. Call me if you need me. Call me if you want me. Call me all the time.
I'm not making this to tell a story of the past. In fact, I'm pretty sure the miniature Ira Glass stationed in my head quit his job a long time ago. Too defeated by the detritus of fragmentation to stitch anything together with his all-American storytelling glue. And it's not that I like pretending to be a person without history, either. It's just that I find it so, so exhausting to tell it right. Do you want me to say? Why do you want me to say it? This is a story of overcoming pervasive alienation. This is a story of someone finding their subjectivity while living abroad in France. But actually realized halfway through that they were the other the entire time. This is a story of experiencing loneliness in a way that felt uncurable. Or would you prefer it if I said that
this is a story about racial melancholia, the embodied diaspora nostalgia.
This is a story of how the sky was two-dimensional, how I went crazy in February, how I was disordered in every direction. This is a story of how I was. How I was. I was. I was. I was. I was. Perhaps this entire time, my biggest pronoun problem is not the binary, but the I. The body to wake up in and the sound to gesture towards that body. I. Whatever happens inside that sound, I have nothing to understand it.
Oh my gosh, it's changing so fast. Notion of our narrative falls off instantly from my life.
Ladies and gents,
I've always had a disdain for the instrument of their story. But from that moment,
the presence of an
no longer changed the feeling that I was like a profound
presence of an instrument.
Let me tell you the story.
How's it going, Amelie?
It is going well.
That is a lie.
What? We are going to the beach. Okay. Cut. No? This is odd. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows the trouble I feel.
The trouble I feel.
The trouble I feel. Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody the I feel. Nobody the I no the I no I no.
Thank you.
every action has an equal opposite reaction. But during certain lucid periods in our lives, reactions occur with delay, so that if I drop the glass, it would only shatter 3 seconds later. Sometimes the abyss between cause and effect expanded. A person talks to me. I hear a person talking to me.
Hi, Dion.
I turn on the tap. The water comes out. I buy pre-washed arugula for dinner so I don't have to turn on the tap. I eat it 2 days later. I ask a French waiter for his attention. I ask a French waiter for his attention. I ask a French waiter for his attention. He comes to my table. I think about getting out of bed.
I think about getting out of bed.
You ask me, did you have any dreams last night? I reply, can you get the door?
Whoa. This kitchen, in this kitchen, I have made many dinners.
And cried.
I have also eaten many dinners in this kitchen.
And cried.
And cried. That is the lamp that I
discovered
that worked. That is the toilet.
Alright, I'm gonna go outside.
These should be very red walls.
And you're gonna record the sound of the phone, okay?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna ring. And then you're gonna record.
Just go do it.
Okay.
Go.
All right, I'm gonna start recording. wait for the suitcases to stop. Ready?
That's a sound that I've heard many times, but don't think I'll hear again.
Me too.
Damn.
See, you'll make fun of me when I do my vlogs. You do the same thing.
I feel like it's a bit different now.
Okay. We'll go around and say one thing that we will miss about this apartment.
Wow, okay.
You go first.
Fuck. I will miss this apartment, or
just share your favorite memory from this apartment.
I have too many to.
Okay, what's one of the things? Yeah, give me a couple.
You need to send me this.
When you pierce Francesca's ears.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Or just like any time.
Eric was there for that.
Any time I make dinner, and people crawl through my window.
That's it.
What is yours then?
Wait, you say yours.
I remember coming in here for the first time and being very timid in, like, August of 2021.
For real, yeah.
And, like, sitting in this chair and being very polite and not using the bathroom even though I needed to. Yeah.
Making sure it's recording.
I don't know. I just like this apartment.
I just love everything about this apartment.
Dion's always in this apartment.
The thing I like the most about this apartment is the people in it.
So, I'm gonna cry.
It's got Wayne. I missed red walls.
Yeah, I was gonna say red walls.
There's so much to
just... It's a really nice ancien meublé apartment.
What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory? I think, like, I don't know.
Oh, also when Ethan cried in my kitchen, it was pretty good. I felt like a...
Okay, let's...
That's a big honor to see Ethan cry. Yeah. Especially in the kitchen.
I think I only cried twice in a house. Once in your kitchen. Once in my apartment.
Oh, real.
And... Like, there was this one night where we... Oh, it could be any night. Where we were, like, having dinner, playing guitar, and then going out for a smoke. And then going home.
Honestly...
That
could have been any night.
Any night.
Literally every night like that, right?
Yeah.
I just, like... There's been a lot of times that I've been going through it. And then I come into this...
Second semester. First year.
And I just... Hanging out in this kitchen.
You're very quiet.
I was very quiet?
Very unlike how I know you now.
Go on, how so?
You're like very timid and you'd be like...
I was just depressed.
I know. You'd like... You'd like space out. Or like you would stare at the wall.
Yeah, my dissociative was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I remember the times when sometimes Ethan would just walk in. Like, he wouldn't ring, and sometimes the doors open. He did this today. Like, you just walk in.
Yeah.
And, like, who the fuck let you in?
Or, like, baking in your apartment.
Or, like, when
like
he
breaking
just...
in your apartment.
Yeah, or when he asked Emily, is Dion here?
Oh, you used to call me to ask where Dion was.
Really?
Yeah. You would, like, literally just call me, like, hey, are you at Dion's apartment? I'm like, yeah.
First semester.
Second semester.
Really?
Yeah. And you just come in, you're like, hey, and it'd just be awesome. Like, it'd be like five people sitting in your apartment, you'd be at the library, and then you'd come back and have like seven people and like a cake in your apartment.
Was it awkward between us when we went without Dion?
It was never awkward, I think. I just didn't know who the fuck you were. So I was like, you're Dion's bestie, I'm Dion's bestie.
Mm.
We're peripheral besties.
Now we're besties.
Now we're besties. Yeah. Fuck you, Dion. Do you want a haircut before you go? Oh, we don't really have time.
No, not really.
I can cut it in video.
Sure.
Cutting your hair?
People's
hair?
This is the fridge that...
Cleaning the mold out of the fridge.
That was good.
That was a good memory.
That was okay, wait. Open the fridge again.
Yeah.
You see that this freezer handle is missing? This?
Sorry. I love that Jesse's. I love that Jesse's my
freezer.
Yeah.
You know, I almost took that to my freezer last night.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
Yes.
I have cookies. Francesca bought them.
Okay. Goodbye, vlog. Say bye.
Bye.
Send this to me, please.
Because I know it's all for you.
Something that I really need. Tell me what you see. The prophets written on the walls.
Thank you so much for tuning in. What you heard today was made possible by CITR's Power and Voice program. A huge shout out to Programming Manager Kiara Reed and Power and Voice Program Assistant Francis Rogers Avalez de la Cadena for their enormous support and awesomeness throughout the process. Special and beloved thanks to Ethan Chan, Emmanuel Friedrich, Sophia Guang, Emily Kinney, Aaron Piazonka, and Francesca Pelia for providing sound bites to this production. Thank you as well to Emily Kinney for allowing me to use some of her compositions in this audio piece. When I asked her about how I should credit the work, she said,
"Next time, don't stress, huh?"
The songs that you've heard throughout the program, and the one that you're listening to now, is made by Moritz Schwinger. I'll let him take us out of today's narrative. My name is Dion Fang, and thank you so much again for listening.
something that I really need. Tell me what you see. The prophets written on the walls. Turns out to be wrong. Would you lose your shit if the prophet turns out? The prophet turns out to be true. The prophet turns out. I never said I believe everything that's written on man's bathroom wall. Something that I really need. Tell me what you see. The prophets written on the walls. Dream a dream of me. Something that I really need. Tell me what you see. The prophets written on the walls. Prophets written on the walls. Dream a dream of me. Something that I really need. Tell me what you see. The prophets written on the walls.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM's podcast incubation program, Power and Voice. This initiative was made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and we'd like to thank them for their support in bringing these voices to your headphones or earbuds or car speakers, however you are consuming today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thank you to the Community Radio Fund of Canada.